For 10 days, the central question about the terrorist attacks has been, who did this? The terrorist mastermind Osama bin Laden is the chief suspect, but how anyone could persuade his followers to conduct such acts of mass murder and suicide remains a puzzle for many. Former CIA scholar Dr. Gerald Post has studied the motivations of hostile foreign leaders and others. He's interviewed dozens of imprisoned terrorists, and he told NPR's Alex Chadwick that he sees change now. Studies of suicide bombers in Israel, for instance, find them young, unemployed, uneducated, and without much choice in life.
In contrast, this group, and this is really quite chilling, are adults fully formed as individuals, living in the midst of Western society, not being coached, in one case married with 3 children, all of them with higher educations. And the notion of living in this Western world, exposed to a middle-class lifestyle, and carrying within them that whole time the programmed message almost that they are going to ultimately be carrying out their cause is quite troubling.
Dr. Post, do these people understand the concept of innocent bystander?
Well, with great eloquence and verbal skill, not only Osama bin Laden, but some of the radical clerics, spiritual mentors to other groups, such as Fadlallah of Hezbollah, have done. In many ways, they've reframed things so that there are no innocents, since all Americans support U.S. policy. They are all responsible for these anti-Islamic policies. Therefore, they are all enemies. They are not innocents. Therefore, they all deserve to die.
You have conducted interviews for many hours with convicted terrorists, associates of Osama bin Laden, who are in prison now for crimes they carried out. Have you been able to come to understand what motivates these people and how they can carry out these acts? Because it must be... there must be some kind of human revulsion at the idea of killing people.
Well, one of the interesting things is that with this reframing, they've been able to take something that would seem to us unthinkable and give it the very highest significance. In the first place, the Quran proscribes acts of suicide. This is not suicide, one of the terrorists we interviewed said. He bridled at this. This is istishad, which means martyrdom or self-sacrifice in the service of Allah. And the value they put on this is really quite high. These are not cowards. These are, in their eyes, the bravest of the brave.
With all that you know about these people, what could you say to officials in this country about trying to combat these terrorists?
The first thing I would say is this is not a war that can be won with smart bombs and missiles. This is a war for people's minds. This is a particularly vicious species of psychological warfare waged with these symbolic acts. And you don't combat psychological warfare with bombs and missiles. You combat it with psychological warfare. The goal, and this is really a process, it's not a war to be won really, is to reduce to as low a frequency as possible the intensity of terrorism, have a marginalized group. And this to me means a major component of our effort being a policy of strategic communication designed to A, inhibit alienated youth from joining the group in the first place, perhaps taking a path of political activism rather than one of violence only. B, producing dissension within the group. C, facilitating exit from the group. And D, reducing support for the group. And this is a strategy of communication which we have been very remiss in not carrying out.
Dr. Post, thank you for speaking with us.
My pleasure.
Dr. Gerald Post is a professor of psychiatry and international affairs at George Washington University here in Washington, D.C. He spoke with NPR's Alex Chadwick.